He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart and I want respect.
Well, you seem super psyched about it, though.
No, I just...
What's your problem?
You're not supposed to go down the windpipe with the beer.
Welcome to episode 36.
Yeah.
Off with a bang. You need CPR over there?
Episode 36. That time Dennis died.
And I had to carry the show for the other one.
For once. Hour. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Listen, the comedy begins and ends on this side of the microphone.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're sharing the same microphone, but on this side, that's why it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Nobody believes that except for me, but, you know, you got to have that kind of confidence.
That's true. Yeah. You exude confidence, then mm-hmm. good things happen.
And I exude confidence and I just ooze shit.
Yeah.
I ooze garbage.
Yeah. Confidence is what we call that weird smell that comes from you.
Confidence is high, gentlemen. Confidence is high.
Speaking of high, we're up in the hills today.
We recording. TISD North.
Yep. I think, as I drive up here.
You think this sucks driving every time?
No. Yeah. I feel bad that you drive every time.
Yeah, you should.
I don't, actually. I don't either. That guy can drive. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
I like to drive. You know what the irony of all ironies is? I finally got my inspection. So since November, my car has been in violation. Plus, the turn signals didn't work. Oh. That's why I didn't get it done. Finally got it done. I guarantee I'll get pulled over at some point now.
What was wrong with your turn signals? Auto blinker fluid?
Hi-yo.
Zinger.
This is what it's going to be like. No. apparently, Toyota makes some pretty shitty blinkers. So I replaced when you replace the bulbs, you put them back in. I don't know. Uncle Will might not be the best at sliding those things back in. So they basically...
We've heard this about you.
They melt.
You cannot slide anything in.
It won't let me. They basically ran so hot that they melted like all the plastic. So they, you know, so then I duct taped them to the, you know, from behind to make them stick in there.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Beautiful. Didn't work. Duct tape?
Didn't work. I tried to use wire, tried to use electrical tape.
Well, you should have used?
My brain.
Yeah.
And just gotten new ones. Hmm. New caps for them. So I ended up getting, finally, I bought some third parties from China. Guess what? Son of a B if those things don't work.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who would have thunk it?
Where's Toyota made? Japan?
Yeah, this one's actually made in America, though.
Oh, of course it is.
I got the sticker. It says made in America.
Really?
I took it off, but...
It's assembled in America, it should say. Right?
Listen, I don't want to get into a debate over the global economy with you, because you will lose, and you will lose big.
I don't think I would. I think we would come in a strong draw.
we might.
Yeah.
We might come in a strong draw. But either way, it doesn't matter anymore.
It's true. Government shut down. Who cares?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I saw a news article today, I think it was Greece. Mm. It's like their economy's been shut down. Their government's been shut down for 10 months, 11 months, something like that. Unemployment is down. Wages are up, like all the good things are happening with the government shutdown.
Oh, really? Yeah. Greece? The government is still shut down in Greece?
Yeah.
No way.
I think so. I don't know. I could be wrong.
And how about butt effing? Is that way up?
Way up. Way up the butt.
The Greeks love that. Who doesn't?
That it's gotten so popular nowadays. It's not even a Greek thing anymore.
I'm all about it.
Oh,
it
we has, know.
It made its way to the Emerald Isle, right across the pond over here. this Irishman is all about it.
That's what you call it, your lucky charms.
I like to give it.
Give me
too.
The lucky charms.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, big roast this weekend.
Big roast.
Big roast.
40th.
Could just call it a pig roast. All the fat jokes about me.
Well, actually, they weren't. I didn't.
Low hanging fruit.
I didn't think there were that many there. Yeah. I tried to diversify.
No, you didn't.
The diversification I got was the hot dog gun. That was when I thought I was thinking outside the box.
Yeah, and didn't even know there was such thing as a hot dog shooting gun.
So we will. I sent you the picture of it, though.
Yeah, you did.
Now you believe it.
I do.
I think in a future episode we'll actually play some of these jokes.
Yeah.
But it was so Saturday night we had got together with a group of us about what 12, 14, 13? Anyway, bunch of couples and then a couple of singles. Hey, hit the button.
Got it.
Thank you.
Yep.
So. We got together at a nice little restaurant slash bar. I don't know.
They served nice is not the word I would use.
Listen, I asked them for boneless buffalo wings and they supplied them. There you go. It's pretty upscale.
Yeah.
It was off menu and they still came. That's they came true. Strong.
Yeah. Shout out to Devin.
Shout out to Devin. Boy, she was something else, huh?
Yeah.
She really rubbed me the wrong way.
She really didn't care for us at all.
Not at all. No.
We were in her we're ruining her night.
Devin was the waitress, and from Jump Street, she was psyched that we were having a roast, and then she insulted me like four times, and it really pissed me off, and then I couldn't say anything back to her, because A, we'll get, you know, urine in our food, more urine than normal from that place.
Yeah, it's chock full of urine anyways.
And B, there was just a lot to work with. And I just,
man, yeah,
it was so much to work with.
Yeah,
but then everybody accused me of being mean to her.
You weren't being mean to her. You were being, you're just being a dick.
Well, she was insulting me, so I had a hat on, like one of those.
Oh no, you look like a homeless person. No, it was stupid. You shouldn't have been wearing that.
I had a winter hat on, and then I took it off, and she said, "You should put it back on again." And cover your face with it or something. And then she made another joke later in the night when everyone was there. And in front of everybody, I just happened to mention, "Hey, you're really working on that tip tonight, aren't you?"
Yeah.
And everybody apparently was turned off by that because the room went completely dead silent.
Yeah, because she does work for tips.
She's also a nurse. So anyway, that's another, I don't know. A nurse who doubles as a waitress.
That one. Yeah.
That's a question mark. So anyway, the roast was held at a...
we asked, "What kind of nurse are you?" And she said, "An RN."
Yeah, not an N, just an N.
Yeah.
She's registered.
Yeah,
she's allowed to be a practitioner. So it was held at a restaurant, I guess we'll call it, in a back room, and it was a good time.
It was a good time.
The roast, it didn't last as long as I thought it was going to. I mean, the actual joke part only lasted like an hour.
Yeah, I think the MC is to blame for that.
I MC'd it. It was awesome. It was pretty sweet. It was pretty sweet.
I had a good time. I got shit-faced, though. I did.
You did, because you started way, way too early. So it was actually a good day.
Yeah, we had a good time. Before the roast, our wives had purchased us for Christmas to get haircuts and straight razor shaves at a men's salon. And I had a wonderful experience. The girl who... straight razored me, did a wonderful job.
Yeah,
took her time.
Did your face also?
Did my face also? Smooth, beautiful. Came out. I look like a fat lesbian. And then Will comes over and says, "He's like," he goes, "The second she put the razor on me, she cut me," and it went downhill from there.
I had been looking forward to a straight razor shave for years. In my entire adult life, I was like, "I can't wait to get one." So I grew the beard out from November on till this past Saturday. And I was so looking forward to it. I wanted like an old Greek or Italian guy that didn't even speak English with like one of those leather belts to be like, when you come in.
You wanted Teddy the Baba, I'm telling you.
And I got Sissy the meth head. I mean, this girl, she said she was, I don't know. She said she had two kids, but she looked like she was 20.
Yeah.
So from the word go, I was a little bit suspect. Didn't look like she had a lot of years under her belt with that. And she claimed to have 10 years experience, and then it kind of went down from there, 10, 9, 8. She also told me immediately she was super exhausted from working 8 days in a row. So I sat down in the chair, and I was already like, you know, "All right, do you really know what you're doing here? How many of these have you done?" She's like, a ton. I worked on a military base. Blade to neck, the first thing. And I was like, "Holy shit, she just cut me." But I can't tell, right? Yeah. So then she like changes directions. And I would say every 4 or 5 swipes, I was like, "She did it again. She nicked me again. She nicked me again." I was fucking white knuckling this thing the entire way through. I was like 25 minutes in the chair and it couldn't end fast enough.
What else did she say to you? This is the funniest part, my favorite part.
She also, okay, so halfway through, she starts sighing, like she's like really like frustrated. She leaves and comes back and is like, "I'm really frustrated." And I was like, "Why?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm $21 short from my tip target for the day. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Are you looking for me to grease you right now? Because, yeah. You know, I'd like to see, just make sure if you don't give me a Colombian necktie while we're in there.
That is the best way to ensure your tips. Yeah. Tell them how much you want while you hold a razor blade to their knife.
By the way, you know what she got for a tip?
$21.
$21, because yeah. I didn't want her to come after me with that thing.
Yeah.
So at the very, we're almost getting towards the end, and she says, "You, sir, are a bleeder." And I was like, confirmation that I'm bleeding out in the chair here.
Yeah.
So then we wrap up, and she's like, "All right, I'm going to put some lotion on your face or whatever, and some Nick powder or something like that." So she starts blowing this Nick powder, and she's shooting it up my nose. So I can't breathe. Then she got it in my eye, so I couldn't see. And she puts like aftershave on, and it's just, I'm burning. So my nose is on fire. It's in my lungs. I can't see.
I tell you what, I'd never do it again. I'd never do it again. When they put that towel over your face and they only leave the nose,
yeah.
I was so fucking claustrophobic. Yeah. I wanted to kill someone.
Me too.
I fucking hated it.
This is supposed to be like
relaxing and stuff. I'm like, I can't breathe. I can't fucking breathe. I'm gonna die.
It was a $100 thing for a haircut and a shave, yeah. plus the tip. So it was $120.
Yeah.
I shaved my own head, and yeah. I mean, I could have given myself a fucking shave. Oh, what a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. So then, the first towel they yanked out to put on me, the hot towel, big blood stain on it. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't say anything because I'm a coward.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what the
fuck? Where the hell did that come from?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to right now, I still have like nicks on my face. It was not the experience I thought it was going to be.
Same
there
here.
Was no, you know, old timey 50s barbershop action when we walk in. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I got them back. I threw a roundhouse. Turn around, wheel kick, right at an end table,
yeah.
and shot a cup of coffee across the floor.
Yeah, you were such a douchebag. He was doing karate moves. I don't know why. And he back kicks a table, and the coffee goes everywhere. This poor girl had to come over.
Reverse wheelhouse kick.
Yeah, it was impressive.
I clipped that thing big time.
Yeah, because it was about, 24 inches off the floor, and you still kicked it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're 6'2". You just had to lift your leg a little bit, and you couldn't.
Couldn't do it. Yeah. All that yoga.
Yeah, doing nothing for you.
All that yoga I'm doing. It's tightening me up a little bit.
What? How many days a week you do yoga now?
That's now one.
Oh, damn. Fridays?
I gotta amp it up, yeah. I figured out this past week that this is not really the yoga I should be doing.
Oh.
What I need is like a slow stretch, like a gentle.
Yeah.
I need to be in there with like 90-year-old ladies. You know, where you kind of like, it's just basically like stretching class, like calisthenics.
You should do water aerobics. That was more up your alley.
I should do
that. Yeah. Get you little water
with,
wings.
With
and,
those weighted, yeah. those water weighted yeah. weights. Yeah. This is a flow class. So you like move from one position to the other, and I don't know any of the positions.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, now it's going to be reverse warrior. And I'm just looking around like
you can do.
Yeah. I don't know. Reach for the sun. There's a mountain pose. And then there's like, I don't even know.
Child's pose.
Downward facing dog is a fan favorite for sure. But
because you look around.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be looking around. But first of all, I'm looking around to see if I'm doing it correctly, and then I'm just looking around because you know now my eyes are jerking all over the place.
Yeah, jerking all over the place is.
What's that?
Yep. Yes, they are. It's not just your eyes.
Well, it's still all employees from Applebee's. So I mean, you know.
You can't
from
be
all the different local Applebee's across the city.
Man, Applebee's is go. Just. The benefit packages blowing me away.
Free PE class. Yeah. And the trick is they'll hold some in like the lobby of the Applebee's.
Yeah.
Different locations. You don't want to go there. This one they have as an offsite. It's one of the only offsites. You got to go right to the yoga place.
Yeah. Now, do you get wingdings and all you can eat buffalo sliders
for free
after the yoga class or?
No. None of that. None of that. I would like to get some free wingdings.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I would like to get in there with some special sauce.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
So that's all I did this weekend. I don't know about you.
Big Pat's game yesterday. That's
true. I actually watched it.
Huge Pat's win. That was a great game.
It was crazy.
When
Edelman with that punt, I was like, you son of a bitch. I couldn't believe he didn't touch it.
I know. That guy is involved in so many close calls.
Yeah.
He's so fucking handsome too. There's this whole thing, I think it was like 2 years ago, where this chick was like, she started a thing where she took a picture and put it on like Twitter of like, hey, this is me and Julie Edelman after she banged him.
Yeah.
And then like every time he banged a girl, the other girl would do it too. Yeah. Can you imagine that? What a life.
I know.
If that happened to me, I'd have a total of 2 pictures on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'd both be transvestites.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah. No, hey, you like what you like, dude.
That came up at the roast too. Nobody would admit that they are even a little bit bi-curious about what a remanufactured vagina would feel like.
Yeah. The real thing feels fantastic. Nope. I go for the real thing.
The $6 million vagina.
Nope. Give me the 87 cent
vagina.
Yeah. Give me that old dollar store vagina any day.
I think you guys are bullshitting me.
Nope.
You guys are totally bullshitting me.
Nope. I think it's because we get some poon on the rag.
Yeah. On the rag? I'll take it.
What do you think it's going to be like doing one of those post-op ones? It's going to bleed.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
What? I'm not going to go in there right as the stitches are healing.
Oh, you're not?
I ain't ripping some stitches.
You ain't busting stitches?
Can you imagine that? Irish twins, you know, like boys that are born, or boy and girl, whatever, doesn't matter, 9 months apart.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the audacity of just like sneaking in there right after the kid is actually born?
Yeah, you got to get in there quick.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, congratulations, we just had a baby, bang. You know, it's a weird thing.
Yeah. As the kid's coming out, you're like, excuse me. Yeah. You're like,
pardon me?
Shoving your way through a subway door.
Yeah. Yeah. You like the Asians, like just packing till they get in.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Asians.
Why gotta be Asian?
Did you? Because that's their thing.
Oh.
Didn't you have a game night or something?
We did have a game night. We had a game night with parents. That was last weekend.
Yeah.
You weren't invited.
Nope.
Friends from school. Not my friends, but yeah. You know, all the same.
I didn't get to go to school.
Nah, there were some pretty good parents. It's a pretty fun time. We played, what the fuck game did we play? It was like Pictionary. It was like Pictionary, but it was like telephone game too. So someone would get a clue and then they would draw a picture of what it is. You hand it to the next person and they interpret it and write down what they interpret it to be. Okay. Hand it to the next person, they draw a picture of the interpretation. So you just try to see what, and it all ends up being like, you know, dicks and, yep, and vaginas and shit like that. But the best part was there was this one couple from South Africa that was coming. And I said to Michelle, do I have to wait till 10:30 or 11:30 to ask them how many slaves they owned? So, I waited till 11:30 and, boy, that one didn't go over very well. shocked, a little bit shocked because, you know, you'd think they'd have a good sense of humor about it. You know, apartheid and everything.
Yeah.
Not true. The wife took it very seriously. And then she decided to actually sit everybody down and explain to everybody what South Africa was like.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, we didn't own slaves, but we did have maids, and we didn't pay them a lot, and they had to be home by 6.
Yeah.
Every day. Or servants. She actually called them servants.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm kind of close.
Yeah.
Am I not?
Yeah.
Am I okay here?
Okay, you paid them? So that's cool.
Her husband is in the import export business.
Import exporting what?
Human trafficking.
Yeah.
They're actually very lovely.
I'm sure they are.
It's a good time. But they may have owned slaves.
Do they have cool accents?
They do have cool accents.
Did you ask them if they knew Die Antwoord? I am ninjas. Something like that.
They're at ACO.
Oh, yeah?
They were good. Yeah. They were entertaining.
I'm a motherfucking ninja.
Oh, man. So while you're on Spotify checking out our music?
Sure.
Because we make music together.
We did make one song once.
We make it lovely.
Yeah. That was a good one.
We should have cut that and make it a single.
Yeah.
And put it out. That's good times. Anyway, while you're on Spotify checking out the podcast, feel free to go jump over to some Die Antwoord this week.
Yeah.
And see what we're talking about.
Yeah. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
I showed the kids, remember that song, Fish Heads? Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly, fish heads. Did you ever listen to Dr. Demento?
Nope.
Boy, you're a real loser. Dr. Demento was
I'm the loser.
Dr. Demento was the first time I heard Weird Al.
Yeah.
Dr. Demento's show was on Sunday nights when I was like probably the older ones age, like 10, 11 years old. So yeah. Every Sunday night I would listen.
Yeah. So I was like four.
Yeah.
I was in diapers.
How about The United States of Whatever by Syphil and Ollie?
Because this is my United States of Whatever. I do know that one.
Officer Johnson came up to me and was like, hey, you kids, I want whatever.
Whatever, guy.
That's good stuff. So yeah, game night was pretty good. It did turn out that Mrs. Shakes got fucking pinned.
Yeah.
Wasted. Did I tell you this?
No. Nope.
She was pickled. Yeah. So we also had this white elephant thing where, you know, we were giving shitty gifts back and forth. But one of the guys brought like a big jug of Fireball. That was one of the gifts. And so it was just getting passed around. Like people kept stealing it. So the rule was like, if you steal it, you got to take a shot. She was crushing Fireball. Like every time someone did, she doesn't drink.
Yeah. She would just join in on the shot.
Yeah. So at the end of the night, she's wasted. I didn't realize how wasted she was until she tried to blow out a candle and she blew it against a wall and all the wax went back on her face and she was walking around like she was blind. She's like, I have wax on my face. Help me get it off. It's on my face. And then she was,
blind.
I saw, yeah. Well, in one eye, so she's fine. And then she was like curled up on the ground laughing. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Stayed in bed the next day till 7 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a rough hangover.
Puking and it was terrible. It's terrible for me. I had to be with the family all by myself.
Oh, brutal. Man.
Actually, I love those days. It's the best day around when you're just like, everything's on me. Let's go, boys. It's a boys' day.
What
the hell we want to do. Yeah. No rules, no plans, no nothing.
You can do that anytime you want, can't you?
Not really. Huh. Today was another one of those days because I was home with them alone. I'm like, let's go. We're going to go get the car inspected.
Yeah.
You guys want to hang out and just eat popcorn?
Yeah. Sweet.
Let's go.
Let's go. Wow. What a big spender. Popcorn.
Yeah, it's free. That's actually free.
Oh, yeah?
It's free at the inspection place. Oh. I took them for P. Terry's, too. A couple of burgers. I threw a burger down her throat.
Did you go to the Arbor Car Wash? Is that where you went?
Hang on. These pants are biting my nuts.
Listen, you don't need that much room.
I know. I don't. I mean, imagine how much they're binding them.
Yeah.
We did go to Arbor Car Wash, where they employ fucking criminals.
Yeah, they do. But you know what?
Yeah.
Watch the fucking car, those people.
They'll get that oil changed.
Yeah.
They'll come in. They'll let anything pass in your inspection.
Yeah.
They don't give two shits.
Yeah. Don't leave any loose change in your car, though. That ain't coming back.
They always leave a rag on my windshield, though. They always forget. They start with the windshield. Because you get that free...
I can call my man. Well, I can get a ragamuffin.
Yep.
What? I got him, man.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Nobody wants to hear about that. What we want to hear about is... didn't you go to a kid's birthday party?
Yeah, I did.
You had a good story.
Yeah, that's true. I went there. So I was at the kid's birthday party, and they had a dog, and my kids actually liked this dog. For some reason, we have a dog.
Yeah.
But any dog that barks, my kids fucking hate. But they had a little dog. I couldn't tell you the breed, but the dog's barking, running around, being stupid, and the kids are chasing around, having a good time. And it comes up, you know, what kind of dog is it? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It has special needs. So one of the ladies at the party goes, well, what exactly do you mean by it has special needs? And the owner goes, it has Down syndrome.
What?
I said, what? I go, you're telling me this dog has Down syndrome?
A dog can have Down syndrome?
That's what I said. I said, there's no way this dog has Down syndrome. You can't tell me that. I don't believe you. I don't believe it's special needs. There's no way it has Down syndrome. This is ridiculous.
Oh, man. My parrot has ADHD.
Yeah. And they're looking at me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no, I refuse to believe that your dog has Down syndrome. This is ridiculous. I don't know any of these people.
Yeah.
So
I have a gerbil with split personality disorder. Yeah.
He thinks it's an orangutan.
One of them, yeah, thinks he's a English professor at a small university in New England. he keeps telling me to read Faulkner. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what they're talking about. Wee.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah.
Downs.
Downs. Downs dog.
So it has an extra chromosome. Is that it?
I think it has one less.
No, one more.
I don't know how that works.
I think it's an extra. I don't think you're missing one.
Is that why they're so strong?
I think you're missing one. Who's they? The dogs?
No.
Dennis. Explain Down syndrome. Is this really what we want to do right now?
No. I just want to know if dogs can get Down syndrome.
All right. Can dogs get down? This should be okay on the Cheddar's thing.
Yeah.
A few vets say Down syndrome exists in dogs. One of them apparently went to the party you were at. Dogs have a number of different chromosomes different than people. They have 78, so all of them have an extra chromosome than humans. Can dogs be autistic? Can they be mentally disabled? Can dogs have Down pet MD? Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, so.
The internet says, and the internet is always right.
The internet says a few veterinarians say it.
There's a few veterinarians out of all the veterinarians in the world who also don't believe in climate science.
Yeah. They're actually anti-vaxxers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get your dogs vaccinated.
Exactly. Tapeworm. It's natural.
It technically is natural.
What do you think? What is that?
It is natural.
What do you think tapeworm feels like?
I don't think you feel it until you got to pull that thing out of your butthole.
Really?
Should I do it? Should I order a tapeworm on like the dark web?
Yeah, on the internet and
see what happens.
So have you ever seen a tapeworm be pulled out of a dog's butthole?
Nope.
Can they do that?
Yeah.
Do they do that?
I think that's how they get them out, yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them in there, though, right?
There's a song by System of a Down.
Yeah.
It goes, pull the tapeworm out of your ass. Hey. Yeah.
I don't like. What's that down?
System of a Dog with Down syndrome? What?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know that I like that. Down syndrome. Down syndrome. System of a Down syndrome. Oh, my God. It's forever going to
be that. Oops.
They're a weird band. I think that guy's from, like, Turkey or something, isn't he?
Yeah, I think they're, like, Armenian or something.
Yeah, I don't like that.
They're hairy people.
I don't like their pizza, and I don't like their music. They're hairy people.
Yeah.
Now you're on the wrong side of history over there, sir. You shouldn't be saying that stuff. That is not cool. Hey, I have a joke for you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Don't want to hear it.
No, what's up?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Did you write any jokes this week?
No, because...
We focused all on that roast.
Yeah.
We blew the whole wad. By the way, I stepped on so many of my own lines, I fucked up at least 3 gems.
I don't even know how mine went over because I was so drunk. I don't remember.
It went pretty well.
Good.
Wait till you hear mine.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't even want to say anything except just wait till you hear the audio.
Yeah.
And it's creepy.
How many times you say "Hey-o" after your jokes? Well, like when they don't land, because that's what you do.
I love doing that. Like zing. One of my best ones that I fucked up when I said 14 Finches.
Yeah.
I was like, you're the definition of a butterface. Because it literally looked like someone threw hot butter in your face. And I forgot the hot part. So I just said, it looks like someone threw butter in your face. And then I was like, oh, shit, I fucked that up. Which is not, it's not a surprise.
I'll tell you my favorite joke that I did.
Yeah.
Was the, Jimmy has a Napoleon complex. And he thinks that 3 different kinds of ice cream is called Napoleon. It's Neapolitan, idiot. Not that complex.
I laughed for like 3 minutes.
I know.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
I did.
And
I
you led either. With that one.
I know.
And I was the only person.
It was my favorite one of the whole thing.
I don't know why that was so funny at that point. All right, you ready? This one is timely. What is a proctologist's least favorite astrological phenomena?
Venus in retrograde.
Mm-hmm. Blood moon.
Stupid.
You know, they had the blood moon last night.
Do you know, driving here, that moon is gigantic right now.
I know. It was bright as fuck. Did you check a look at it last night?
No. I didn't even know it was happening.
11:04, blood moon.
Yeah.
We woke the kids up, brought them out.
Nope, wouldn't do that.
They were psyched.
Was it cool?
It was actually cool. Yeah. It was red.
Yeah.
And that was about it. I mean, it was a red moon.
Cool story.
I was like, hey, that's Mars. And the kids were like, ha ha. Can we go back to bed now?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure.
If you said it was Uranus, they would have laughed. Idiot.
They love that joke.
Who doesn't?
People who don't know it. My kids say, they say nuts and balls and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't realize this until we're out in public. And then, you know, the younger one will always be like, it just hit me in the nuts. And just yell it. And I'm like, not in not in public. It's hilarious at home.
Nuts is okay in public.
No.
What do you think? Testicles better?
I don't know. It's just not.
We say nuggets.
It's not becoming. I say nuggets too. Yeah. The old nugget pouch.
I would say that. No.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, give me the fucking nuggets, you little piece of shit.
Or the Johnny Wheeze when you're talking about the wiener.
I don't say that. No. I
have no idea why.
No.
Johnny Wheeze. The weasel.
I call it Daddy's Joy Juice Dispenser.
You call it the old punishment flesh rod? You guys are about to get grounded.
The Daddy's grounding rod.
Face on the grounded. Oh, man. That was a good time. You know what else is a good time? Story I sent you just today. Flight attendant accuses passenger of sexual harassment after he demands she wipe him. This might even be my favorite story of all time.
Do you know what's great is that you told me, you said, hey, this story, and I was like, cool, and then I still didn't read it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So
you haven't seen the pictures or anything?
Nope.
Oh, man. A female EVA flight attendant. EVA? I don't even know what that is. Flight attendant. God damn it. Stop jumping around.
Man, you're doing good.
Accused a passenger of sexual harassment and has threatened to sue the man after she allegedly was forced to undress him and wipe his behind after he used the bathroom. At this point, I think you need to check out the picture of this cat.
Holy Jesus.
Do you see him?
Yeah, I see him.
He looks like fat Gandalf sitting, and he's not even in the bathroom. Luckily, they blanked out their faces, but I got to go through this whole story. The flight attendant from the Taiwanese airline was working, and this guy is not Thai because he's huge, on a flight from Los Angeles to Taipei. The woman said an overweight man in a wheelchair needed assistance to use the restroom 2 hours into the 12-hour flight. The man asked several female attendants, and they didn't have a man on board, to help him take off his pants and underwear and assist him in the bathroom, claiming he was unable to do so himself because he was disabled. Quote, now,
do you think he's, sorry to interrupt, but do you think he's like a Rascal Scooter wheelchair kind of fat? I mean, or is he really disabled?
No, this guy runs a Rascal.
Yeah,
this guy runs a big time Rascal. Yeah,
Rascal Fats.
By the way, let me read the rest of the story. Okay. He's a Rascal. This Rascal really got a game down going big time. I felt as the flight attendant removing a passenger's underwear was beyond the scope of my responsibilities. Despite the apprehension, three crew members said they assisted the passenger in disrobing him. The crew said they tried to keep the door closed while he was inside, but he demanded it remain open as he couldn't breathe if it was closed. He's a big cat. He takes up a lot of space. Those are small areas. The female staff also said the man exposed his genitals to them. So how do you not expose your genitals if someone's dropping your trousers?
This guy could hide them.
That's a toughie. That's a toughie.
Yeah.
I guess if you know, they wanted to be like, hey, I'm behind you. After the man finished, this is the gem. This is the big finish. All right, his closing act. After the man finished using the restroom, the women claimed the male passenger refused to leave the restroom until one of them helped wipe him. The crew members initially refused, but one female flight attendant eventually assisted the man when he wouldn't leave the restroom. Oh, man, this is the best part. The cabin director who wiped the man's behind claimed the passenger began to moan and said, deeper. She was assisting him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. And then the flight attendant's going to sue now.
Good.
How? This guy, the stones on this cat.
That is.
I mean, gallstones. This guy.
Yeah, that guy definitely has skin tags. So many skin tags.
What's he sitting on there?
I think he's in the jumper seat.
That's like a jump seat. Yeah. But I mean, he's taking up, talking about groaning. That thing's going to snap in half.
That's 2100 Jump Street. Because that guy is fat.
Oh, my God. That's ballsy.
Yeah. But, I mean, that guy can't wipe himself anyways, right?
No.
Not when you're that big, right?
No, he can wipe himself. Come on. Dude. How bad do you have to be to not be able to wipe yourself? And if you can't wipe yourself, what are you doing on a 12-hour flight? Yeah. At least hire a rescue dog.
He's going to Taiwan, right?
Hmm.
What do you think he's doing there? That fucking pervert.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You got to get something to lick your butthole. Get one of those relief hamsters.
Oh, like one of those back shavers?
No. But yeah, yeah, actually, one of those, you know, those things with the curve where you like rub the knots out of your back?
Yeah.
Yeah, you throw a wet wipe in there. Yeah,
exactly.
Dig it right in there.
Perfect.
I bet he would lose. I know. Yeah. Deeper.
Yeah, he'd lose the whole thing.
what an act.
Yeah.
This guy's the man.
No, he's a fucking creep.
No, he's all right. He's all right. When we were going to Boston, I went to go, it was JetBlue, and I went in the bathroom. Right after the light came on, like, hey, you can go use the restroom. So flying Austin to Boston, what is it, half an hour, 35 minutes into the flight, right? I'm the second person in there. I walk in, not wearing any shoes, because that's what I do on the flight, right?
You're a fucking gross pig.
Not wearing a stitch of shoe. I walk in, I look down, there's shit smeared on the floor. Smeared. Right after a woman, like, came out, there's now shit smeared on the floor. So I don't know if she, like, you know, did one of those, like, yeah, skidded across the ground, yeah, or if it was there from before. So then I come out. I mean, I got to, like, put a foot on, like, a sink and, like, you know, just take a whiz that way.
Yeah.
I come out, and then the flight attendant's right there. So I was like, I'm not really sure how to say this, but there's poop on the ground in there.
Yeah.
And she just looks at me like it happens all the time. And she's like, thank you.
That's gotta be one of the worst jobs, right?
Shit smeared on the ground.
Yeah. I don't get how that happens. I don't know why people would take a shit on a flight.
By the way, there's very little chance that this woman who was before me, like, yeah, you'd have to take the shit and smear it on the ground.
Yeah. Did it look old or new? Like, did it have some crust to it?
No, it was moist.
Yeah.
It was a little moist.
What'd it taste like?
Kind of like cinnamon.
Ooh.
Kind of. So, I mean, it was still the holidays, so yeah, it could have been like an apple.
It was nutty.
Apple pumpkin spice.
Yeah. No, man, people are gross.
People are gross.
I don't get it.
Human beings are the worst.
Yeah, I'm going on a, I'm leaving for Disney on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I'm going to be on a plane with two little kids, and it is the worst.
Yeah.
I just hope the plane is filled with little rambunctious little assholes, so my kids aren't the worst ones.
Only like once or, well, if you're going to, where are you going?
Yeah, to Disney.
Yeah, you're going to have a couple on there.
Yeah.
Beg for a baby, that's all.
Yeah.
Your buddy from Texas Pharmacological Consultants is, he's going to Paris, I think, or something, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, with two kids.
Shout out to TBC.
What a maniac to do something like that.
What a dumb idea.
Yeah.
His kids are how old? 10 and
4.
10 and 4.
Yeah.
Terrible idea.
Terrible idea.
Terrible idea having that second one.
I mean,
I'm sorry. Oh, taking them on a flight's not good either. Yeah. But yeah, all the way. Yeah, 10 and 4. We're going to go to Paris in a home away.
It's
some
crazy
fucking random, yeah, ramshackle.
Yeah, and that place has been really safe as of late, too.
It's the worst. Going to Europe. Trying to get a... What the fuck was that? Frog in your throat? Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Going to Europe and trying to get a hostel or a home away, yeah, you're going to end up with like no sink, no bathroom,
yeah,
no fridge.
Yeah. Stay at Hyatt, for Christ's sakes.
They're going to bring a block of ice in there and like
and
that'll
hang
be...
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With that's your
those,
AC.
You know those two big claws that they use?
Yeah. An old-timey guy with a cool mustache?
Yeah. He looks like a big, like he throws barrels all day.
Yeah.
He's got a curly mustache,
huge forearms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
delicious dick on him.
Smashing your lady right in front of you.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What do you think about this?
Touch my wee-wee.
Did you want to do the Eiffel Tower? Psych! Get away from me.
Yeah. Let me butter up my baguette.
You want some fromage with this?
Fromage.
That's cheese.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Good stuff.
Fromage.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? I was watching Hunt for Red October the weekend.
I thought you were going in a different direction. I'm so glad.
No way. What was it? I was watching Emmanuel in Paris. I didn't see that this weekend.
Oh.
Worst accent ever in a movie ever. Sean Connery in Hunt for Red October. He's a Russian submarine captain.
Oh, I didn't
captain.
Realize that.
He doesn't try a fucking lick.
Why would you?
He just talks like Sean Connery.
Yeah.
It's amazing. At the very end of the movie, you know at the end of the movie when they're the two, like Alec Baldwin, they're pinging each other back and forth?
Yep.
Pinging? picking each other to like see if he's actually trying to defect. So Connery tells one of his guys, he's like, Shunderping. And so no Russian accent whatsoever. And the other guy's like, they will know we are doing this. So they're all speaking English at the same time. They will know where we are. And he goes, give me a ping, Pashali. One ping only, please. That's his Russian accent.
That's beautiful. It's fucking... I like your other guy because he's kind of feminine Russian.
Hey, are we doing?
He's a Russian Kermit the Frog.
Sometimes I like to... Hey, Fuzzy the Bear. Come to the Kremlin. I'm not even sure that was Russian anymore.
Nope.
Anyway, good times. So if you're going to take a flight, please don't take a dump on the floor because I don't wear shoes on the flight. You wear shoes. Don't you like to get comfortable?
No.
You know who?
It's disgusting that you would do that.
Not even a little bit.
Think of other people, you fuck.
Not even a little bit.
What are you talking about? You don't do that. You don't do that on a plane.
You know who does it? Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Yeah?
He actually does it when he leaves the plane. But you know when the guy's like, hey, you know what you do? You take your shoes off and you rub your toes into the ground. That takes the stress away. And then he does it at the Nakatomi Plaza. He does that. That's why he's not wearing shoes in the whole movie.
Listen.
So you know what I do? I get a jump start on that. And I take them off right on the plane.
Do you know what I want to do?
And those dogs are barking the whole time.
Is put a bunch of glass on the floor like he had to walk through.
Yeah, well, someone smeared shit on the floor. It's close enough.
It's not close enough. Yeah, you should not, dude. Don't do that. Stop. Stop.
I'd rather cut my feet with glass and step on someone else's shit.
Wear shoes.
Would you rather step on human feces or dog feces?
I've done both.
Okay. What? Would you step on human feces?
Wait a minute. I've stepped.
Little traffic accident in the bathroom.
Because I grew up with dogs.
I grew up with humans.
Yeah. Some reason, my mother had a dog that would shit right outside my door. And I squish those like fucking grapes all the time.
I love it.
It is the worst feeling when it goes up in between your toes. It is the worst because that's what it does.
So this is why you're constantly, you're like Tobias Funke.
Yeah.
Funke. You're a never nude.
Yeah.
You always have socks on.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. No, it is the worst feeling.
So when did you step on human feces?
I had to pay, man. That was like $400.
Pay through the nose?
Yeah.
Did you?
It was worth it.
That's a bummer. Speaking of things that are gross, you sent me or did I send it to you? Sarah Paulson, the actress?
I sent that to you. From American Horror Story.
What was she in like before that, though? Because she was
movies. She's in a ton of movies.
Yeah.
She was just in Bird Box.
She's in Dust Box right now because she's in a relationship with a 76-year-old woman.
Yeah, but also a famous actress.
Happy 76th birthday. That is unbelievable. The other one's an actress?
Yeah.
Look at this. Look at the incredible daddy issues that must be going on with that picture.
Or mommy issues.
How much do you have to hate your dad to be like, hey, I'm going to date someone older than your mother. Sarah Paulson. Man, she looks like, you know what she looks a little like right there? Kristen Wiig. Cross between Kristen Wiig and who's the lady from, who walks funny, from House of Cards?
Robin Wright Penn?
Yeah. Did you ever see her walk? No. Yeah, she walks like she just got...
Yeah. Sean Penned?
Yeah, she got penned in a half. She's pretty. Why would you be with a 76-year-old woman?
They know their way around a poussoir. That's why.
Seriously. And I'm not. We're not double standarding it here because I would. Same deal when there's like a 40-year-old with a 76-year-old man. It's like, what are you doing? Although I think a 70-year-old man probably has more activity in the old boudoir.
Yeah, I mean they gotta be just really good friends. Because who kiss sometimes? Like, I don't see them just diving on each other's boxes. Boxes. You like that? That's for you ladies.
Yeah.
That's how I talk.
Dive. Boy, you went really original with that. Like, box she's diving into is a coffin. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you. That's a good one. That was a good one. Yeah, man, that's crazy.
You think she pinged her?
She pinged her. One ping only, please. Hunt for Red October is a good movie. You've seen it.
I must have seen it, but I don't remember any of it.
It's a good movie.
I just remember the red hue.
It's a Tom Clancy.
Is Jack Ryan in it?
Yeah, it's Jack Ryan.
Who plays Baldwin? Jack Ryan?
Is Jack Ryan.
Really?
Baldwin used to be a fucking good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking older guy.
I wish it was like the 90s right now, because Baldwin had just like a rug on him, right on his chest.
Yeah.
I'm rocking that right now. I haven't trimmed this down.
Dude, that is white.
Yeah,
check it out. That is quite white.
Check it out. It's like really out there.
Dude.
I gotta do some scape.
Dude, that is white.
No, it's super white. Check it out. Like, it's all white in the middle, like I'm a superhero, but then like right around the nips,
no, there's all black. Nothing superhero about that.
No, it is.
Yeah, you're like old man Logan. You're
gonna fucking die. I am like old man Logan. Yeah. I like that.
You got metal in you.
I got metal in me.
Yep.
The only difference
is
I'm a pile of goo. And he's a man.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
He's a man, baby.
Yeah. When I saw you back kick that coffee table.
Yep.
That was
old man Logan style.
You threw a couple punches before that. And it was like, oh my God.
Here we go. My arms move so awkwardly now.
They do, yeah. 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 I would like to say they moved lightning fast, but what's the opposite of lightning fast? Super fucking slow. That's what they moved like.
Yeah. Yeah. Slug thinking slow. You think slugs think slow?
I don't know.
I don't know where that came from.
Many of those stupid.
Have you seen American Horror Story?
Yes.
Boy, Jessica Lange is a train wreck.
Lange?
Yeah. I think the E. No, Katie Lange.
Do you know who's on there? There's Gabourey Sidibe. She's on those movies, on those shows.
I don't know who you're talking
Precious.
About. Oh.
Precious, yeah.
Yeah, she's on them. She's Precious. She's still acting?
Yeah.
She didn't eat her way out of the cinema?
How dare you?
Cate Blanchett. Cate Blanchett's pretty good. You know who I think of when I think of Cate Blanchett also is Dame Judi Dench.
What?
Really? Dame Judi Dench.
Why?
I bet she was beautiful when she was younger.
She got like huge cans. She was like super hot. I
find her. Pictures. See, there's a 76-year-old that I can get down with. Yeah. I find her to be incredibly sexy for some reason. She is the voice of. Have you
reason?
No, she's not the voice of reason. Documentary Now. Have you seen any of those Documentary Nows with Bill Hader and Fred Armisen?
I saw one, and it was the worst shit I ever saw. So I didn't watch anymore.
There's four of them. 1.375 were funny. But the ones that were funny, I don't remember which one it was, but it was really good. There's a new season coming out.
Hooray.
Yeah, it's coming out soon.
I'm a fan of both of those guys.
But I'm a fan of man! That's my Pacino. Hang on, let me try it again. I'm a fan! No, not going to work.
I don't even know what movie that is.
That's Devil's Advocate.
No.
Yep.
She's got a great ass!
She's got a great ass! Yeah, I'm a fan of man. Hang on. I'm going to type that in. Keep talking.
Please don't. You want to talk about older women that we'd still stick it to?
I would love to.
I remember seeing grumpy old men.
By the way, make love. I don't know if you want to stick it to somebody, that's fine. No. But
yeah, that's how I do it. I only make love to my wife. I stick it to all the other broads that I bang.
Like Dame Judi?
Exactly.
Why do I keep saying Dame Judi Dench?
I think in Grumpy Old Men. What was her name?
Hang on. I
guess Sophia Loren.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just saw. Hang on. What's going on here? I just saw a picture of Monica Bellucci today. You know who she is? That's Keanu Reeves. He's a good looking cat too.
It was shitty fucking
Sophia Loren. Babe. Total babe.
Yeah. You say you just saw her in something?
Monica Bellucci. Do you remember Monica Bellucci?
She's not old, though.
She looks old now.
Oh, really?
She's in her 50s. Yeah. She was
super hot.
Holy cow.
What was that movie?
Irreversible.
No, not that one.
Yeah. Did you see that one?
No.
Where she got raped?
No.
It wasn't cool.
Yeah. What the
But that was the first time I saw her. And I was like, boy, she's...
It's just the weirdest thing to find someone attractive in a rape movie.
Well, name the other Ray movies. Jodie Foster. Did you find her attractive?
That's true.
Charlie Sheen in 8 Men Out.
First of all, the best movie she was in was Shoot 'Em Up.
What?
She was in Shoot 'Em Up.
Shoot. Oh, is that with Clive Owen?
With Clive Owen, yeah. She was super hot in that. And then The Matrix.
Yes. Yeah. She was in a rubber suit in The Matrix.
Yep.
Yeah, she's super attractive.
Yeah. But is she, she's not from around here.
No, she's from Italy. You know what the best part is? Like, those Rubenesque babes. I call them Rubenesque.
I don't know why.
Look it up. It was a painter named Ruben.
Ruben Studdard?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where the derivation of Ruben is. That's a correction waiting to happen. But they were big ladies, full figured. Not that she's a big, full figured lady, but she's one of those women who she doesn't work out. She's just naturally like,
yeah,
curvy.
Fucking, yeah.
Just, she's built. Knockout.
Yeah. That is my type of woman right there.
What? That's my type of woman.
First of all, no, it's not.
Yeah. No, it is.
She's got them fat tits, and you're not a big fan.
No. Listen, I don't turn them down. It's not the first thing I look for.
You go,
a beautiful face with a big ol' choo-choo in the back.
Yeah.
Caboose.
Yeah. No uggos in your line of work, huh?
No what?
No uggos.
What's that?
They gotta have a beautiful face. No uglies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one knew what you were talking about right
Everyone
there.
Everyone knew what uggo means.
No uggos.
Yeah.
No. I'm not into ugly. It's not my thing. Yeah. I'm into a lot of fucked up shit. Ugly's not one of them. Sorry, buddy. Sorry. Listen. Pass. All right, so you were saying Sophia Loren. Who's... Give me one more. Anne Margaret.
She was in that movie, yeah, but Sophia Loren was way hotter than her.
Raquel Welch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Rockwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, but chicks that are still hot now, like, not hot, but like...
Carol Channing.
What?
Lamb Chop.
No. That's it for me, I think. I don't know anybody else I would
How about consider. Marilyn Monroe?
Well, Marilyn Monroe in her heyday was fantastic, but she's been dead for 40 years.
Did I hear that Richard Pryor banged Marilyn Monroe?
No, Richard Pryor banged Marlon Brando.
Yeah, that's right. But I think he also...
They passed that poor girl around, like, around Hollywood.
Wait a second. She died way before then, didn't
Probably.
She? I'm thinking of Marilyn Manson. Shit.
Yeah.
Got my Marilyn's messed up. I done got my Marilyn's mixed up. Have you seen Doug with High? Do you listen to that?
Getting Doug with High?
Yeah.
I have listened to a few podcasts, yes, of his, yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Where's this going?
Moving on.
Where's
from
this
that?
Going, though?
No, this is not going anywhere.
This is a weird segue.
You know where it's going?
Into the trash.
It's going to ex-NFL star breaks man's face for allegedly masturbating near daughter's window. I mean, star is a little bit...
Well, ex-NFL player.
Former NFL DB. Tony Beckham, Titans fourth round pick in 2002. Yeah, exactly. Beat the hell out of a man. He allegedly caught the guy masturbating outside of a 15-year-old daughter's window. Cops in Palm Beach, Florida. Palm Beach. Say Tony saw a man with his hands down his pants in the bushes next to his daughter's window Monday morning and went after him when he saw the guy making masturbation motions. Police say Tony chased the guy down about 50 feet from his house and proceeded to smash the guy up bad, breaking his face in a couple of places.
Good, that guy.
It was nothing like TMZ to go right for just the straight up facts.
Yeah. I like, what do you think this guy was like? I can definitely outrun this guy. Oh, oops! He used to be a defensive back.
Yeah. I've got a 40-yard lead on this guy. Yeah. Oh, he just took me down.
Yeah,
I guess my 8.240 didn't hold up.
I can't. Plus, running with erection is really hard in more ways than one.
Oh man, can you imagine landing on an erection?
I try
after getting tackled by this guy.
Oh man,
what?
I thought laying on your keys was rough,
boy.
So I have a Peeping Tom story.
Oh, when okay. Here we go. Confessions time?
Yep. When I was in like middle school, high school, my buddy Christian used to live, you know, few blocks down the street, and I would hang out with him, and it, you know, all night, and then it would be time to go home, you know, 8, 9 o'clock, start walking home, and I was past his house, and then for some reason one time, I just happened to look through the window, and it's this old guy. He looked like the guy from the, who got to ask someone to wipe him. He's a big, fat old guy, and he's watching porn. And no I just, way. Yeah, so I catch it. You know, those days, it was like right before the internet really broke where you could get all the porn you want in the world.
You didn't necessarily want to watch a fat guy watching porn, but you wanted to watch some porn.
I wanted to watch some porn, yeah. So I would, I would go and just stand outside the guy's window and watch porn while he watched porn.
No way.
Yeah, and then I told my buddy about it, and so he came, not literally, he also joined me in watching the pornography that we were watching.
How weird is that?
It wasn't weird at the time, okay?
Thinking
now,
back...
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, though, just in general, watching porn with other guys...
Yeah.
...is...
Super weird.
...the fucking weirdest thing ever.
Man, when you're young and those hormones are popping off... No. ...you don't think, you don't know.
Not at all.
You just, oh my God, there's boobs.
You just suck that dick. It's like, whatever.
I'll swallow it.
It's in your face. Yeah. Exactly. We're buddies. Yeah. We're boys. We're homies.
Yeah. You do what you got to do.
Just, yeah. I mean, if he's wearing your Letterman's jacket the next day, big deal.
Don't just stare at it. Suck that shit.
This thing is going to suck itself. Yeah, this guy's a real creep.
Yeah. And he got what he deserved. His ass kicked.
Not really, because, well, wait a second. I didn't really realize it, but his nose takes a hard right-hand turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing fuck him up.
That thing got pushed over quite a bit.
He doesn't look too bad. He definitely got dragged across his face on the ground, for sure. He's got a black eye, and he's definitely got a broken nose, but they cleaned him up all right.
Yeah. No blood in the picture, but he got cleaned up.
His jaw's not broken or anything.
Yeah, but that nose is smashed.
That nose has got, it's got some damage going on to it, for sure. Tony Beckham, no relation to David, interestingly enough.
They both bank Posh Spice, though. I guarantee it.
Posh Spice? Oh, yeah. Posh. I thought you meant sporty for whatever reason.
That's the one you thought was the hottest one. We just looked at those pictures the other day.
She is now, yeah. Yeah. I never thought she was hot.
You always like ginger, right?
Big time ginger.
Yeah, I was baby Spice.
You mentioned that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Do you know what I like now?
What's that?
Old Spice. That's what they're all called now.
I fucking walked right into that one. Walked right into that. Oh, boy. Well, it's what I whistle when I relieve myself. Hey, man. It's been fun. It's
been fun, but not that fun.
It's been okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what's good? Your beautiful face.
Thanks.
Your beautiful shaven face.
Yeah. Doesn't look good, does it?
No, it looks great.
Yeah. Not a fan.
It was weird. The wife was a little weird.
Yeah, the wife goes, yeah, I like you better with facial hair.
It did look weird.
Yeah.
It did look odd, just because I'm not used to it.
Yeah, neither am I.
How do you feel for you, like touching your face?
My daughter comes up to me and she goes, she's like, you look funny. And she's laughing. She goes, is your name still Dennis?
Did she really?
Yeah. I go, yeah, it is. She goes, no, your name's Princess now. Like, okay.
Even your daughter's dumping on you.
I know. She's like, look at you.
Man.
She also thinks I look like a lesbian.
Did you see that Melissa Etheridge was singing the national
That's
anthem?
That's so funny.
That was so timely.
I said a joke about Melissa Etheridge at the roast, which you guys will hear soon.
Yeah.
If we can get this audio thing figured out. And I did make it a Melissa Etheridge joke. And it was just, I saw her on there. I'm like, no shit.
And then she was,
Yeah.
And then, so I asked the wife, you know, I mentioned that. I was like, oh, you know, someone texted and said, hey, you know, 14finches.com for all your graphic design needs. Looks like you're singing the national anthem. Is your wife all turned on? And I mentioned that to my wife, and she said, he kind of looks more like Katie Lang. So if you were going to be a lesbian songwriter, singer-songwriter, would you rather be Katie Lang or Melissa Etheridge?
Man. I'm going with Melissa. No, she looked rough, though.
Katie Lang looks like a good-looking Lyle Lovett. She wears that crazy-ass 50s country getup.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta go. I don't know. I'd go Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah,
I guess. You know what I mean? What's that song that she had?
Come to my window.
No. Because I'm the only one
to crawl across yeah. the fire. Yeah. You know what? She had some jams.
She did. And you know, so originally, when you don't know that she's gay, you're like, who's she writing that about? Yeah. Yeesh, this poor guy. And then you realize that she's crawling across the floor to get in between those yeah. gams. And you're like,
yeah.
I'm down. Now I'm down because she's definitely
I'm down with the clown.
Not Juggle the good looking life. One in that one.
What?
Yeah. What's that? Juggle. Oh, man. The Juggalos.
Yeah. Someone on Facebook who listened to at least one podcast sent me a link and said it was about Juggalos. And they're like, this made me think of you. I think he only read like the taglines. It's like Dennis talks about his life as a Juggalo.
Yeah.
And I don't think he ever really listened to it, but he saw that tagline.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you encourage the person to listen to it?
Nah.
We need the numbers. You know what? It's an exclusive group. If you made it all the way through this, you are part of an exclusive group
yeah.
of two people who listened all the way yeah. through. Eight people who started, two people who ended.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
You know what else is good stuff? Just you, buddy.
You too, bud.
This has been awesome.
This has been dumb.
This has been so dumb.
So dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.